for this designated vase, you know, vase water. So you sprinkle that. So you sprinkle that. The vase water. When you sprinkle this. One guru called Gomorbachi, so he spent letter cha, you know, 20 letter cha. So like this, like that. That cha like this, you know, 20 letter cha. So, letter cha, 20 letter cha like that. Now then you, so like that, first like that, then you like this, then you like that. this way, sprinkle. And not necessarily every Lama does that. There's a Kuna Kumar Rinpoche. But Kitsenshin Rinpoche doesn't do that. So Rinpoche explained, for Father Tantra, you sprinkle the water from the right side. For the Mother Tantra, Tarachitamani, Vajukini, Hiruka, Jawajatsu, like that, then you sprinkle the from left side. Rinpoche doesn't do this one. But there's a different. There's a Kuna Kumar Rinpoche, who's also very. Good in the ritual, good in the precise in the rituals, say like that. So there's different ways how you do. When you, depending on which tantra, you do this way or the left side, you sprinkle, say like that. Sprinkle water from there. So that you visualize one with the each drop of water become the wrathful deity, Amrita numberless, you know. Then dispelled the spirit possession abiding with the offerings, a set of range of offerings. So their spirit possession abiding, spirits abiding. I think the spirit is in my throat. not only with the offering, but it was a spirit in my throat. So all this noise comes out. So the spirit abiding with each offering, light, incense, whatever, you know, with each one, different spirit possession abiding. So it dispelled. So it dispelled in a certain way. So then you see, that's called sangwa in Tibetan. Sangwa. So they in there, I think that's not from the Tibetan Lama who translated it, but I think it's from our international office who revised. I think it probably made a mistake here that for not having checked the Tibetan text. So the word jangwa, it says dissolving into emptiness. When you translate that into Tibetan from English, then it comes out totally different. Then you see, if you say purified in emptiness, then when you translate that into Tibetan, comes jangwa, which is correct. You see, purified. Why you still use the word purified? Why? Because you see, tantra practice involves purifying. You see, as I mentioned before. The two types of ordinary appearance. One is truly existent, you see, independent, truly existent appearance, the ordinary. The other ordinary is the ordinary, you see, ordinary eye, ordinary offerings, you know. Because tantra practice involves everything look at pure. Place in the mandala, when you serve deity, offerings is pure, you see. The uncontaminated nectar. So therefore, purify jangwa, you say purify, that it has to, so the exact word purify has to come. So not dissolving in emptiness, you say. I mean, kind of a, just even gentle, but if you, but be specific, that's not correct, you know. I mean, it is dissolving. I mean, that when you do the meditation, when you do the implementation, but it's not, you see, the exact term. Say. the first one is sangwa. The next one is with the interference, you know. chasing away, dispelling the interference, that's sangwa. And then when you which is involved, you see, you stop the ordinary. I say you stop the ordinary appearance, then generate into pure. That one is jangwa, purified and emptiness. The two types of ordinary appearance, you see. Okay, so now here, the water, and then with that meditation, then we say, then almost about what the almost about what the Sawata must about what do hang. Say so the, that's it. So including these offerings, you see, that's set up. Then you see, you purify the ordinary appearance offerings in the, you know, the truly extent one. Then the which appear ordinary, bliss, uncontaminated nectar, you see, pure. I say what that was appears Buddha. You see, when you become enlightened, which appears to you, you see, not so see. So in general into that, you see. So including this offering, then see all the as I mentioned other night, you know, first one, the object first one is all the yule, you know, all the objects, and then secondly, all the yujin, you know, the knower who perceive object, you see. So all the existence include those two, you see, yudan, yujin. So that shuddha, you see, they don't have true existence. No phenomena has true. Yuljin, you know, object, and the one which is the object, you see, the knower, who perceives object, no phenomena, you see, has no phenomena has true existence. So, not stained by true existence. So, therefore, they are all pure. Empty, is it pure? Empty. Pure, they are empty. So that includes all these offerings, they are pure, see. Shuddha. Sumbhava, nature, shuddha, pure. Nature, pure. So, you see that, so the whole existence, the matter empties. then your mind, understanding that emptiness. You see, non-dual that. Then on that, so there are extra words on the highest tantra, but then anyway, here, just that. Then this is me, Wuhan. So then you see Om. So Om has many benefits explained, sublime wealth and fortune. It has many benefits, the Om, the side of Om, see. So anyway, one meaning, the Om, that, see, then purify, see. So anyway, by mentioning this, when you have actual realization of this, now we visualize, when you have actual realization of this, then with the support of the bodhicitta path method, then wisdom realized, and this with then you're able to see the gross subtle defilements and purify the ordinary body, your ordinary body, spirit, mind, and then became the Vajra holy body, Vajra holy mind, you see, of the deity, of the deity, you see. So which is signified by the Uma Om, three sounds. Formed Om, you see. So this is sound. So isn't it like that? So that's the kind of conclusion, that the achievement. By meditating, meditating and attaining, having the, you know, through that realization, what you achieve is what signified by Oma, Aoma, three sound, three Aoma, and three sound formed Om. So your body spirit, purify your ordinary body spirit mind, and then achieve the deities about the holy body, the holy spirit, by mind, which can do perfect work for certain beings. So anyway, that's the meditation. So it's very extremely profound, you know, if you think extremely profound. I mean, the whole Madhyamaka subject goes into this, so many texts of Madhyamaka, you know, commentary, all that, so it even goes into that. So all those, so many volumes of the Ganju, you know, boom, the 100,000 stanzas, or the 20,000 stanza, or three volumes, you know, 8,000 stanza, all the present planet, everything is inside of this, you know, subject, all the goes in, and this minimum at this mantra, you know, selflessness of the person, selflessness of the aggregates, you see, phenomena, you know, that is content. So the, then, so you see, empty, then, manifested to doom, silver doom, extended jewel container, and the, shifting period, you know, all inside to the melted light, and then became, the divine substance, you see, then various offerings, that, I don't know how it is mentioned there. So, here it says that come, you know, no limit, you see, inexhaustible, you see, and, you know, large, like equal sky, you know, then, granting the extraordinary, uncontaminated bliss. So the nature, thing like that, you see, granting extraordinary, uncontaminated bliss. Then Oma, then your blessing, Oma Aragam. Agabada Buddha is the offering, but your blessing, you see, with the, in the nature of the Buddha's, nature of the, is a Buddha's holy body, holy spirit mind, Om Ahum. So you put the offerings between the Om Ahum, you see, the blessing, the Om Aragam Agabada, you know, so why, yeah, this. So the mudra, I think, well, it come also in the times of Om Kriya Tantra, so, Om Aragam Agabada, this, this is a consul, from consul, putting water, you see. With that, all of this, Oma Aragama Ahum, Bande Ahum, Bande Ahum, Puve Ahum, your sprinkle flower, Dive Ahum. So this, then Gende like this, High Tantra Gende, but here, Gende Ahum. Gende Ahu, but there's a mirror offering, but that's a Gende, you see, the lower tantra Gende like this, but in the highest tantra, when you do this, it's an offering mirror. But in the lower tantra, when you offer mirror, his own song, which is like this. I think like that, like this. This is how his own song, which I introduced for the mirror, lower tantra. But the high tantra, like that. The second, the tradition, you see. So, but, we were there, Aloke, then, Lord Tantra Aloke, Gende, Nivindisham, Shabda, I play music, you see. So that's some different, according to the seventh ceremony, the mudra Shabda is lost. In all the dictionary, the Shabda lost. So the seventh ceremony, you say. But other lamas did not mention that. So this is playing music, etc. So you know, the dharma, you know, the Buddhism is so profound that, you know, even a few words is so much, even a few words is so deep, profound, you know, yeah. about as far as Buddhism, they practice like that. So yeah, please. But if you understand one practice, then you know how to do other practices. With other practices, if it's Lord Tantra, then you know how to do with others. If you know one, Wanyungne or this, or Atara, or if you know one how to do, then you know the same. So it helps. So same the Hatha Tantra, how to do things. If you know one, then same with the other Hatha Tantra practices like that. So that is useful. Blessing the offering in the nature of the Vajra, holy body, holy spiritual mind of the deity.
I see.
So that's with the mantra Om Ahum. So we didn't use Om Argam Ahum, Bande Ahum. This is a blessing. But if it's an offering, then you do like this. But if it's just a blessing, why you do this? Because transforming the offering goddesses, you know, from the heart. Blood is turning. but here, you could restrain it. First, when you take the bell of Vajra, you know, you're supposed to take together. Not one after the other. You should take together like this. So then, in the mind, when you take the bell vajra like this, when you take like this, in the mind, what you think is for the benefit of all sentient beings, I achieve enlightenment, and for that, I'm going to practice the method of path, method of wisdom. So in your mind, you think that. So in the mind, you think that, then you. Together, not separately. So signifies it because in the Mahayana Sutra, achieving the Tukhaya, Dhammakaya, Rupakaya, you know, but cooperatively practicing the method of wisdom. So not by separation, you see, cooperatively. Then in the Tantra, in the High Tantra, you achieve Dhammakaya, Rupakaya, you see. By one mind in the sutra, the Mahayana sutra, the primary path, separate mind practices the method of wisdom, but you see, so corporately together, but by separate mind. But in the Tantra, High Tantra, one mind to practice method of wisdom, you see. That's how because there's a greater skill in the Hashtantra, particular Hashtantra, but it is the same old Tantra. The one what makes Tantra exalted or quick path to enlightenment, quick way to finish collecting merits and purify developments, this such a skill, one mind can practice the method of wisdom together, I say. So that's why you take the, because this signifies wisdom, this signifies wisdom and the method. So therefore you take together mind thing like that. what you can remember that all the time, not especially at the beginning, even you can't think every time, but at the beginning you think that's good. This is according to his son of Song, which is the instruction that. So then, argam like that. No?
所以这个就是第一个好那个净饮水.
Argam like this. Om argam ahum. Like consul water.
就好像法螺一样。
The drink of water, chain, you see. Then, clean the feet. Then you release one by one. Flower, you see. Then like this.
Yeah,
like a spring of flower. It's a lot of them. Then duve. Duve like this. The offering instance. Again, there like that. Nivinde, same. Sharp that plant is like food. That's it. So, yeah, what I was saying is before, then there's a Doyen Nangas, you see, the five desire objects, you know, and desire enjoyment. So one of the the music Ruba Shapta and Gandhi Rasparsha. There's a story. One girl offered a mirror to Buddha, and due to that, it achieved enlightenment. There's one story, I don't remember now. There's a story to pass. So, however, anyway, so there may be other purpose why the amount of offerings these are selected, you know. There's so many offerings, but what is selected, there might be other purpose as well. So the highest tantra, the lower tantra, the five desire enjoyment, to see the rupa, mirror like this, conditional song, but the lower tantra. But the highest tantra, mirror is like that, the rupa. And the Shabda,
Gandhi,
Lower Tantra, Gandhi, offering the scented water, you know, Rasa, offering food, Rasa, and the Rasa, Parashat, offering dress, divine dress, scarf, you know, offering for that. that's it. So what comes next? Oh, I see. So we still have to do the offerings. Yeah, we do the offerings. Yeah, the offerings. The offerings, okay. the other thing is that so the fingers. When you do mudra, it is said in the, by lamas in the commentaries, you do not spread out the fingers, so you keep together. So this create cause, to achieve the special the science of this holy body. You know the ducks have this is, so this is special. Sign of this holy body. So there's 32 holy signs and 80 holy exemplifications. I think maybe I'm sure that might be the sign. I think. The picture is inside it. Sanjay, the picture is inside it. So, yeah, so they create cause. So you don't do mudra by spreading your fingers. Just keep it like this, and it do. So, and also you don't do mudras high up like this. You do at the heart. Some people do like this, you know. I'm not saying here, you know. So, among the Tibetan people, well, among some of our nuns, I think the Nepal thing, maybe at the heart, and you do the lotus turning at the heart, because you are transforming the often goddess from the heart, and absorb back to the same place, back to the heart, and that has a purpose to actualize clear light, you know, and the highest tantra. Realization, clear light, which is, if you achieve realization, clear light in this life, then that means you are the one who is going to achieve enlightenment, can achieve enlightenment in this brief lifetime of degenerate time. so that it has that benefit, you know, absorbing back, often God is that it transformed the heart, blew back the heart. So that, so when we do the, when you spill a vase, water from the vase, there's a different way to do father and mother. Also, when you do the, when you make an offering, when you do the lotus turning, there's also the differences. For the Mata Tantra, Vajrayogini, Hiruga, Devatya Tsu Taras Tamane so forth. There is a Mata Samtra in the lotus training you do clockwise. Left side turning. Like for example, second mama leading mandala, you know, for the Hiruga Bajavini, you do anticlockwise, you see, second blood. So one can do that if you're practicing now about Hiruga Bajavini, you can second blood clockwise, anticlockwise. If you're practicing that, the mandala or Hiruga, that. I think there must have connection with the left. There's a special practice of Vajrayogini, left side conduct. left side conduct. So could you have a relation to that? Left side conduct, which is a special practice that causes to be born the Vajrayogini pure land. The left side conduct, you know. So left side contact with your, when you walk, left side contact with your feet, which feet, left first, you know, left side feet, or with the hand, you do the first, start with the left hand, you see, like that. Because everything comes from the emptiness, the left side signifies the wisdom emptiness. Then that's what, so I have a, things that then everything come from the mandala deity. Everything comes from all the things you see come from the transcendental wisdom. Come off of that manifestation of that or the see. So anyway, it may have a connection with the left side practice. So this is one cause to be born in pure, but you're going to pure land, that practice. Other than the tall offerings, you know, then the city, those things. That's it. So you do. Like this, left side turning. For touch the money, Juguni, Hiruga. Of course, very important one is the chanting mantra of Juguni. This one, just hitting the mantra every day. Even without sadhana, even when unable to do, I say unable to do all that, can't reach sadhana, but that. then with a strong guru devotion, the deities, especially guru devotion, strong, and then the able to go to pure land, Vajrayogini, that. Yeah, do the procession. So when you, not only you meditate on emptiness at the beginning, before you generate into deity, you say, The idea is this. Even after you generate deity, when you visualize, there's the, like the Hastangdra, the Dharma commentation, you see. you purify the emptiness, the mental emptiness, then you generate deity. Then again you see, this deity, you know, appear true, existent, real deity existing from the side. Think it is true, then you see it doesn't become antidote to samsara. Your practice of tantra, deity does not become antidote to samsara. If you think, you see, this appeared, you know, some real deity, you know, existing from the side, and then believe in that, you see, it's true. So then you see that meditation, the tantra, that way, doesn't become antidote to samsara because because it's done with the without right view. During that time, you know, stand by the ignorance concept, true existence. See? So therefore, you need there is need continuation of that, you know. Even when you generate, after you generate it, you will need continuation of that awareness. The idea is that, so they see here, so you see, you can see the evolution, how it happened. You see, people are ordinary appearance in emptiness, then wisdom is in emptiness, then you see, not through that, you see, the text form, the pure form, deities for the body, you see. So that wisdom, so you have to keep the awareness of that wisdom, the correct way, perfect way to meditate and tantra, practice tantra, you see, as a deity. So awareness of that wisdom, you see. So that wisdom, now in the form of a deity. So under in this form, you see, then you see, understand, focus on the deity's holy body, you know, and at the same time understand, at the same time, said that. So we take focus on the deity's holy body. then the Namadesa, the aspect we see, no aspect, no nature. Nambarangshin meba, no nature means no, it doesn't exist from its own nature. Rangshinti Machua, independent, doesn't exist from its own nature. Rangmane Machua, doesn't exist from its own nature. Rangshinti Machua, doesn't exist by its nature. So you see, that wisdom took this, as in this, you see, took this form, you see, the granting the long life, wishing will, you see. then you see, labeled this aspect, you know, then seven eyes aspect is called Tara. It's labeled Tara, why Tara, you see, which does this function. Labeled, imputed by mind, and then every single thing. Similar when you meditate on the with the human body, you see the head, arms, you know. So the body is merely imputed because of collections of legs, arms, all the pieces together, body merely imputed the body, you know, due to that all the collections. Then, now this piece, all the pieces together, you know, millimeter head. It's a millimeter head. But you can't find the head here, you know, can't find the head there. Can't find body, see, this. If you look for, can't find it, okay? So, now, if you check, each, now, can't find the head there. Label limited, but if you look for, there on there, can't find, okay? So now, every piece is same, down to the atoms. Every piece is, all these pieces, you know, kind of find same, millimeter, but on the collections of parts, but can't find if you look for on that. Down to the atoms, even the atom itself can't find. Even the atom itself, you look for, can't find. Or the Pasangika, Mathematical Pasangika school view, atoms has parts. As the Babashik school, those are the minor school, I think, there's atom, no parts, you see. It's called Chame. So here, we say parts, okay? So every atom has to have part. So even there, so down to the atom, now we went to the down to the atom. Even the atom has parts, okay? So the atom is merely embedded because they are collections of the parts, okay? So again, atom you can't find on that basis, you can't find. on that base you can't find. Okay? So everything, so here, so now including the particular atoms, you know? And when we think of particular atoms, it appears to us as a real existing from the side. So, you know, not mere level of a mind. All that is objective reputed. Total numbness, simply empty. Even the particles, the atoms. So here, completely, totally, and empty. You see the whole thing, totally empty. Totally empty. Totally empty. You see? Nothing starts to exist from the side. Totally empty. But everything exists. While everything is totally empty, everything exists, including the head, everything, atoms, total, particular, everything exists, but mere name. But mere name. Mere name, mere limited by mind. So that's what. So now here you can see it's empty, it exists, but it's unified with emptiness. It is empty, but it is existing. So, no separation, emptiness and existence. Yeah, very clear that we see emptiness and existence. You see, there's no separation. It's unified. There's no emptiness without existence. There's no existence without emptiness. See, so like this is an example. So this is an example to analyze it, this is what you discover. So now exactly the same, your arms, your legs, everything. Everything is like that. If you don't examine, when you don't meditate, when you don't examine, then you see everything from the eye, aggregates down to the particular atoms, the particular atoms, down to the split seconds of consciousness. You know, the atoms, I'm talking about the physical part, it's the substance. Now there's a mind. So the mind from beginning to birth up to enlightenment, and there's a mind, you know, from birth until death, there's a mind. Today's, you know, mind, you know, it's 24 hours, then one hour, then, how many minutes? I've forgotten. 1 hour, 60 minutes, okay. Then, how many seconds? 1 minute. Huh? 50. 60. 60 seconds, Okay, so, the conscience, in the second, it's split seconds, see? So you see, the same analysis, you know? Same analysis also continue the consciousness. So no part, you see, because no part is there. I guess it might be similar, like the atom, you see, it also continue the consciousness. It will go second, then there's a particular sort of particles, and there will be part within the second. So like that, you see, depend on all these parts, you see, of the mind, you see. merely limited, you know, merely limited. Merely limited by mind, you see, by thought. So every single of those, merely limited on that base. So it's not that. Every second of consciousness, mind, you know, paper, merely limited on those particular, those are continuity of parts, you see, within that, you know, split seconds of consciousness, you know. even those split seconds, when we think about that, you know, looks independent, exists from that, again here, yeah, that's totally. That is a projection of also mind, ignorance, you see. So that total non-existent, totally empty. So everything about the mind is, the whole mind, you see, from beginning to birth up to enlightenment, all the mind is empty, totally empty. Do not exist from their own side. Do not exist from their own side. They're totally empty. While they're empty, they exist. Exist mere name, mere empty by mind. So here, so you see, everything, this is reality. This is the reality.
you see what it is. This is the reality, the body and mind. I against body and mind. Okay, this is the reality. Totally empty, but not non-existent. It exists, merely imitated by mind. But you see, depending on the base, you know, depending on the aggregates, then depending on aggregates, mind label I, mind just make up the label I, and then right after imputed, made up the label, imputed the label I by the thought, then next second, the ignorance, past ignorance of concept truly exists, that has left negative imprint on the mind, and that right after the mere imputation I, by the thought, then this big hallucination, you know, truly existence, truly appearance. So this is a decorated, projected by the negative imprint on the merely imputed I. So then when it appears back, that's why when the, even though the I is merely imputed by mind, when it appears back, it appears back to our mind, for us, sentient being, it appears back something real I, real me, not imputed by the mind, not merely imputed by mind, but the real I, real me appear back, when it appears back, you see. you see the evolution of that. So then the biggest mistake we've been making from beginless rebirth, from birth, from this morning to now, is we let our mind to believe, to hold this is true. That's why we have been reincarnating always in samsara and die and experience all these things, all the sufferings, samsara, because we let our mind to believe is true. So that time we create root of samsara, self-grasp of the person, root of samsara we create. So when you don't meditate on emptiness, when you don't look at it empty, when you don't look at it dependent arising, when you don't look at it hallucination, that is, this is a gacha, objective review, that this is hallucination, when you don't do that, then, you see, we create root of samsara. You see, believing, holding on, this is true. So, here. So you see, so now, then similar, when you do that with the aggregates, when that, after many imputations of aggregates, you know, there's five collections of aggregates, you see, then mind merely imputed aggregates, then when the aggregates appear back, then right after, then there's a projection, truly in the aggregates, we see the hallucination projected. Then appear your real aggregates. Then you let your mind hold on to that. So then there's root of samsara, self-grasping of the existence of what the, I don't know, some translation existence in English. You can say existence, but which means aggregates. As I mentioned, not other aggregates, but your aggregates. your aggregates. So I'm describing, you see, the hallucination, the wrong part. See, they're totally wrong. So we have total hallucination. Total hallucination, and total wrong belief. Yeah, completely. Down to the slightest particle of the atoms, particles atom over there, a spirit center, single consciousness, spirit center over there, up to I. No, total wrong belief. So this is how we live our life. And total wrong belief, hallucination. See, there's no such thing there. There's no such thing there at all. See, what is there is what is immediately between the mind. What is here on this throne is what is immediately between the mind. On the cushion, you see what I mean? what is there in the bed, you see, on the meditation cushion or bed, whatever. Or you are sitting, what is there is that the immediate invitation, immediate invitation to the eye, immediate invitation to the aggregates, immediate invitation to everything, you see, consciousness, everything. So that's it, you see, and that was totally empty. So you have to understand truth and reality and false. So you see here, this is the reality. The other one, you see, false. The false life, no false. So you see, totally against, totally opposite, you see. So now here, you got some idea. So now we go back to the deity. Vaitara, you see. So then, again, even though you, that mental and this beginning purifies this, then our object become deity, again truly existent deity. You see, that has become antidote to samsara. So, you see, then you see, can become, without meditation emptiness, then you see, during tantric meditation, deity, without awareness of emptiness, if it's separated from that, then it doesn't become, it doesn't enter samsara, and it can become called samsara. So that's very important. So how to practice tantra? How to practice tantra? Understanding that, this one example. So they're very important example foundation. It's very important. Otherwise, we can call for samsara, you see. So like I mentioned, I think in the past time I mentioned many times that probably during motivation that, you know, who did Yamataka retreat? You know, many years of Yamataka retreat. I didn't know Lamrim. I didn't practice tantra with Lamrim. So, just Vijayarang Devi and Chan Mantra, that person was born then as a hungry ghost spirit, you see, in a place called Pempo in Tibet, you see. This Pempo is by Lama. Lama was born Pempo. Also, that happened. So, like that. So anyway, who came to get Su? Two monks. They were both did many years of retreat, but one died. And then the other monk who still doing retreat, I think, it was doing Su every night, every evening, I guess. So then one day, this very terrifying spirits with many arms. Look like Yamataka can. Then he asked why he came. Explained to the other monk who was his friend, you see, I was born as Preta, you know. So I was the friend who did during retreat. So that story happened. Then Lama Desha mentioned even that they are, you know, even born in the lower realms, you know, that did not know how to meditate, you see. That means without Lamrim, you know. So that. So here. Now you could have some idea. I explained the other one. You see, I guess all this. Then now here, when you go back to deity, so the wisdom manifests in this form. You see, all this position, deity, is about Levitara. Then you see. Then same with all this. What the same all passes. You know. In the meeting between my mind, this and that, you know. Therefore, everything are empty of existing from the other side, appearing something real, everything is empty of that. So that's the reality. That's the reality. But you see, right after me invitation, you know. Right after the mere imputation, then the negative imprint left by ignorance, project on the mere imitation tara, the true existence, the appearance, decorated true existence, see, so they made everything real, existing from the side, you see. So therefore now, so therefore you have your awareness that this is hallucination. The way the yourself tara appearing this way is hallucination. There's no such thing there. It's hallucination. Object attributed gakcha, you know. What exists? Merely level by mind. What is? Who is exist? Merely level by mind. Functioning merely level by functioning my name. See. So, but you the sentient being. Until you become enlightened, you know. Then everything appear, everything that merely emitted, you know, then the, because the negative imprint left by ignorance is there, so also, it's also a project, it's also a decorative hallucination, true existence, see, on everything that your mind merely emitted. So here, so, except when you are when you've got Arya being, equipoise mentation, wisdom directly perceiving emptiness in the equipoise mentation, you see, like having put water into water, like that, you know, until you absorbed, you see, like this. It's at that time, then you don't have a hallucination that time. The truth is that, you don't have truth in the appearance that time. That time you don't have. Otherwise, until you achieve enlightenment, so even for bodhicitta, things appear truly. Even your compassion, things appear truly. You know, suffering from sentient being, true existence. Like but it's not lokshe, it's not pervaded mind. It's not pervaded mind. It's hallucinated mind, but not pervaded mind. It is a hallucination. Even this bodhicitta, compassion, so this, that. So until you become enlightened, until you remove this, the concept of true existence, the negative imprint left by the concept of true existence, until it's removed, there is the negative imprint which projects true existence views here. So this, one meaning of dual view, see, dualist view. So the, therefore now here, so, no choice. You have this hallucination until you become enlightened, until you remove this negative imprint left by concept of truth. So, but you see, it's letting your mind to hold on this truth, then they think contradictory opposite to this hallucination. Is a light illusion. So then, and then that helps. When you mentor like this, then there's no holding on to this truth. So then it becomes, so it doesn't allow to create root of samsara. Doesn't allow the concept to listen to see to so that and it becomes attitude. So all this merely imputed and what appeared to, you know, exist from the side is a hallucination. You see, you know, the way things appear, the existence from outside, something real, is non-existent. So, anyway, at least, you know, whether it's hallucination, with hallucination, or look at light dream. So what you see, the way things appear to you in the dream, and you believe it's not true, it doesn't exist. so same here. So at least like that. At least, you know, like that. So in your heart, conclusion is empty. So there is Tara, you know, Tara doing functions, you know. But, you see, in the main name, in the of mind. So place the mind, a little bit, you see, Nangdong Yerme, so the appearing Tara, but it's empty. You see, Tara existing, million bit of a mind, you know. On this pure base, and then they because that is empty of existing from the side, you see. So, unification of emptiness, the divine is arising. There's real Tara in appearing, truly existing, but you understand, but your understanding from your heart, is not true. You see? This doesn't exist, it's not true. So placing your mind inseparable to emptiness and appearance, you know that. So I have a meditation on the same every sadhana, there's this meditation. After you went through all the details of the deity and mandala, everything, then there's a, after all this, there's a little bit, before there is this mantra, a little bit of meditation, you see, on this, that everything, reflecting everything is empty, you know, exists on the side, and everything exists, my name, my name, my mind, so universal emptiness, independent rising, or the appearance and emptiness of that. So, depend a little bit on that. You must have almost every sadhana before there is a mantra. Then, if you got tired, if you got bored, if you mind got distracted or I got tired, then you go towards the next part of the recital mantra. So, So that's it. So, I think that's it. Then we do next one. We do the mantra. Maybe I have to describe the you know, visualizing the chakra, perhaps if you have some confusion there. Otherwise, just read, and then with the mantra, then finish. Okay. Sorry, I can begin.